Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting and maybe something new in the technoverse. Now, there's a brand new dating app, and it's based on the premise that, yes, you really should actually meet the person in person before you get all carried away. And so, of course, we have Bumble and Hinge and Match and OkCupid, Tinder, Grindr, whatever it is. But it's always a good idea to meet the person, right? So now there's a new dating app that's called Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Why Thursday? Well, the whole idea is that if you meet somebody on a Thursday, then you'll have a date for the weekend. And so it's really actually taking off all throughout the United States and also parts of Europe. But speaking of dating apps, there is a brand new dating app. I don't know if you heard about this. It's called Bald Dating. That's right. It's for bald people. And unlike the others where you have to pay, this one is absolutely free. You don't to pay. Get it? Sometimes I crack myself up. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. It's America's largest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Commando Show because I'm America's digital pro. Kim Commando here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations across the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can find us as your very own podcast and webcast where you can watch the show over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. I love this, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Commando Show. Yes, I love that. And I'm sure you have a few questions about something digital. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, every single day, let me tell you, I just scour the news wires. I look at various press releases and I talk to industry insiders and I probably visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that I'm up to date on all things digital, and so you will be too. And this is part of the show where I like to focus on tech news. And we're going to start with, well, he's all over the headlines everywhere. I'm talking about Elon Musk. And he had a bombshell this past week. But it's something that most of us knew all along. So the other day, Elon Musk acknowledged the obvious that Twitter purposefully interfered in the elections through its content moderation, what gets published, what gets censored. And here's a case in point. Twitter's former head of trust and safety. Okay, that is an actual title. Their former head of trust and safety admitted that Twitter censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. His name is Yoel Roth. And he resigned from Twitter because he said, I just don't like Elon Musk. I don't like him. But it was Roth who suppressed the story. And as long as we're talking about election interference, how much of that was going on at MAGA? MAGA, Meta, Apple, Google, and Amazon. I mean, if Twitter was actually censoring the news, you can bet that the other outlets were doing it as well. And speaking of Elon Musk, number two, let's thank him, because this is the week that Elon Musk promised, with an overwhelming vote of Twitter users, to restore many banned Twitter accounts, as long as the owners actually didn't break the law. Now, the results from the far left were predictable. As Musk said, it's shocking how many journalists attack free speech and somehow think that they're the good guys. Now, over on MSNBC, there was a reporter by the name of Ben Collins, and he said to all of his viewers, I have to go to Twitter, but you don't have to go to Twitter. Thank you, Ben, for your sacrifice. That was really nice. The Atlantic wrote that Musk is repackaging hate speech, racism, anti-Semitism, and homophobia. Wow. So all these journalists are just melting down because Elon Musk is in charge. But number three, one more Elon Musk story. What's going on at Tesla? Well, in 2020, Tesla had about 79% of the EV marketplace. 2022, 65%. Now, as the projections are going, 20% in just 2 years. That's what Tesla's going to have. So they went from 79% to 20% in 5 years. So their market share is really shrinking. So they're saying that it could be the price of the car. So Tesla's ramping up. They're going to come out with a cheaper Model 3. Let's see, about 5% of the about 10 million vehicles registered in the U.S. through Q3 this year are electric, up from almost 3% in 2021. It's a small amount, but it's growing fast. But I have to tell you, I owned a Tesla. Notice past tense. I put 800 miles on it. I sold it at a loss. I couldn't stand driving the car. That FSD should be called FBS because it never worked. It's downright dangerous. I almost ran into a motorcyclist, ran a stop sign, almost crashed into a hill. I can't believe that people actually sit there and go to sleep and let this car do the driving. It's a $12,000 option. Well, that's when I bought the car back in June, and now it's $15,000. So when I sold the car, I called up the customer service line at Tesla, and I said, so how do I transfer this full self-driving option over to my new owner? And he's like, we're sorry, you can't do that. I'm like, what is that? That is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard. And that was the line that I gave the rep. And he's like, we're sorry, Ms. Commando, but this is just the rules. I mean, you know, this full serving drive, it has to stay with the car that it was purchased with and with that owner. And if that Tesla gets a new owner, they have to fork up the $15,000 again. And I said, you know what? You need to talk to your manager about this. And we went back and forth. I was on the phone with this guy. I counted 34 minutes about. And then finally he comes back. He goes, oh, well, as it turns out, you can transfer that to the new owner. So my advice to you is, number one, if you really want to buy a Tesla, borrow a friend's for about a week to see if you really, really love it. That's my advice, number one. Number two is that if they tell you that you can't transfer that full self-driving to a new owner, you have to get aggressive and you have to say, you know what, I need to talk to somebody else aside from you, because that's what I did. And then finally, it was transferable. Well, lo and behold. All right, let's move on to number four. Breakups now include your smart speakers. A woman by the name of Philippa Coppiston Warner, she's 46 years old. And she wasn't too thrilled when her boyfriend dumped her for somebody else. I mean, she was totally hoping for the happily ever after. So she decided that she was angry and she was going to vent her anger in a new and unique way. So she waited. She just waited until her ex-boyfriend was in bed with the new girlfriend, the same bed that she shared with him. And then she remotely accessed the Amazon Echo speaker in her ex-boyfriend's bedroom and shouted, get the whore out, to him and his new girlfriend. Then she started remotely turning all the bedroom lights on and off, on and off, on and off. So how did she do this? Well, she had the Alexa app on her phone, and when they broke up, the boyfriend didn't bother to lock her out of his digital life. They say about 600 cases of cyber stalking are reported every single month. So here's the bottom line here. When a relationship ends, you have to break off all digital ties, remove them from your online accounts, all your devices, all your apps, change all your passwords, and don't forget to change the password on your router and on your Wi-Fi networks. If you're not sure how to do that, we have all the steps over at commando.com. But I have to tell you, it was kind of a weird thing. I was in a museum last week and I spotted my ex, and I was just like too self-conscious to actually walk over and say hello, because it's been so many years, because there's just, you know, too much history between us. Ooh, no. All right, number five, false alerts are fine, just fine. It's that time of year, ski dudes and ski bunnies, that if you have an iPhone 14 in your pocket, there's something you need to be aware of. And I want you to keep the ringer on loud, very loud, because here's why. The iPhone 14 has something called crash detection. So it's really designed for car crashes, front impact, side impact, rear end collisions, rollovers, and it's turned on by default. And I want you to leave it that way. So what's happening is that emergency dispatchers near ski resorts are seeing just an influx of crash detection alerts sent by iPhone owners and also Apple Watches. In Summit County, Utah, dispatchers, they say they're getting between 3 to 5 Apple crash alerts a day. Now, most of the time, the skier doesn't even know that the alert went out. But the dispatchers say, hey, that's okay. What they do is they call the folks back to make sure they're okay. And almost 100% of all of them are not going downhill fast. By the way, there is a new iOS 16.1.2 update. It improves compatibility with unspecified wireless carriers. What does that mean? But it also optimizes and fixes the crash detection feature on the iPhone 14. So if you have an iPhone and you have an iPhone 14, make sure you get the latest update. All right, coming up, we have 5 holiday scams you need to be aware of. Find out how to find out which service has your favorite Christmas movies. Oh, and there's a brand of a security camera that you just, if you have it, you just need to throw this thing away. And of course, we have all your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Commando.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254 or drop me a note over at commando.com. And how about we get this party started with Linda in Rexburg, Idaho. Hello there, Linda.
Hi. I am overwhelmed that you're taking my call. Thank you for trying to help me solve my problem. You know, we've had problems with our social media and nobody could fix. And I said, somebody's got to know how to fix this problem. And I thought, Kim knows how to do this. So I sent an email thinking I'd get a little standard response saying, thank you for your question. Try these steps. And when I got a response that you were able to talk with me on the radio, I'm just overwhelmed. So thank you for trying to solve my problem.
Oh, well, now, see, now you just set me up big time. I got to come through.
I have great confidence in you. So,
all right. So tell me the problem.
So we started a new business, kind of family, several family members owned, and we knew we needed to set up social media. So about 2 or 3 months ago, we started this business. Our office manager said she'd be in charge of doing the Facebook and Instagram. And in order for her to do that, she had to set it up, attach it to her personal account. So that's been okay for her. She's been doing all her posts, but we want access for more people. And we don't want to have to have her compromise her password to get into her personal account. So we were wondering, how do you separate a Instagram and Facebook business page from a personal account? Does that make sense?
So is the office manager still employed?
Yes.
Okay. So is she not willing to transfer that over to you or to somebody else?
We just don't know how to do that. We don't know how to go through the steps of taking it off of her personal account, unattaching it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. So she's willing to do it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure because, every once in a while, Linda, I get a call from somebody who's like, well, this person who works for me, they don't want to turn over the passwords, or this person used to work for me and now they won't let me into my own account. Okay. So let me tell you the best case scenario. The best case scenario moving forward is that what you do is you set up a separate email account only for your social media accounts, okay? And you have access to this account as well as other people in the family. Do you have an IT person on board or no?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Did the IT person try this?
We were in contact with him at the same time I was contacting you. So we haven't done anything yet. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cause I'm going to give you a link that walks you through step-by-step on how to do this.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay.
But what I want to talk about is the right way to set up your social media accounts. So
you're going to have
an Instagram account. You're going to have a Twitter account, a Facebook account, a Pinterest account, right? LinkedIn, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So each social media account has its own email address. And so it could be like, our Facebook, whatever, @gmail.com, your company name. And so the whole idea is that whoever has access to that email address has access to control that account. So if in fact you need to share that password with somebody, because it happens, or if the person who's managing the social media, they quit, that you always retain control of that. Because that's a valuable piece of digital real estate. It is.
Right, right.
And so we always want to make sure that you as the company owner retain complete control of this. And so that said, so you're going to set up different email accounts for all your social media. We're going to transfer this one over, of course. But then as the owner of the account, that's where you can also set up different roles. So you're the owner of the account. That's where you can have an editor. You can have somebody who can just post things along that nature. So you have different levels of access to that social media account. And then as a side benefit is that because you have all these different social media accounts is that you don't want to sit there and post every single day to each account, right? It's like time consuming. And It's a nightmare. It is.
Yeah. So, more than I want to worry about.
You're right. And so that's where tools like Buffer come into play in Hootsuite, is that it allows you to make one post and say, oh, I want this to go to Instagram. I want this also to go to Facebook. But you know what? This doesn't make sense for Pinterest. So I don't want it to go there. And so you can program all of your social media from one dashboard. And then you also get analytics back that this post did very well. This post didn't. These are the number of comments. Here are the comments. Here are people you might want to reply to, because these are your top posters and top followers. So okay. Social media with a business is really fabulous. It is.
Right.
So what I'm going to do, Linda, is we're going to send you a couple of links right now to transfer that ownership. And if for some reason it doesn't work, just set up new accounts. I mean, you've only been at it for a couple of months. Odds are you got a couple hundred followers, whatever that is. And then you can always say, hey, come join us over at our new page and whatever that may be. But you always want to make sure that you retain complete control of your social media. Linda, hang on the line so this way we can send those links over to you. And thank you for your call. Hey, speaking of social media, be sure that you follow me on social media. Wherever you go, I'm at Kim Komando. All right. So you're having trouble with your Amazon order. Ugh, I know. So here's a secret. And this is something that I only do when I have trouble with an order. I have Amazon call me. So, of course, you're going to log into your Amazon account. If you go to the Contact Us page, here's the secret. It looks like there's only a way for you to chat with a person or a chatbot. Well, sometimes you really need to talk to a person to explain what's going on. Now, if you look in really small letters, you're going to see an option that says, we can call you. Bingo! That's where it happens. You click that, you give them your phone number, and then they give you an estimated time on when they're going to call you. But I'll tell you, I've never waited longer than, say, 2 or 3 minutes. So instead of messing around with a chat bot, just go ahead and talk to a real human being. All right, still to come, we have our security tip, 5 online holiday scams that are spreading like crazy. And of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls that you don't want to miss. And then there's me, your digital pro, Kim Komando. All right, before we go back to all of your phone calls and some tips, now you have your favorite Christmas movie. I know we all do. So how do you know where it's actually playing? And how do you know where it's playing for free? Or do you have to actually pay for it? So that's where you come up with 2 sites. One is called Just Watch, and the other one's called Real Good. That's R-E-E-L, by the way. So Just Watch and Real Good. And here's how it works. You just go there, you type in the name of the movie that you want to watch, and then it tells you exactly where it's playing for free, where you can rent it, where you can buy it. And it's just super slick. Once again, Just Watch and Real B. You know, and this is an interesting little fun fact. This time of year, Home Depot is selling Christmas decorations in the second aisle of the houseware section. I don't know if you heard about that. It's aisle B, home for Christmas. Aisle B at home. Ooh, tough crowd, tough crowd. All right, Doreen in Atlanta, Georgia. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. Well, I'm just like Linda. I never expected to be on your show, and I'm privileged to speak with you. I appreciate all that you do to help educate people like me on all things digital and electronic and mobile and all of that. You are great. I've been listening to you for a long time, so thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. You betcha. And thank you for your kind words. That's so sweet. So how can I lend a hand?
Well, I got this email with 20 different gadgets for great for gift giving. Well, one of them is something called Pro Power Save. It's a little plug-in device. It's about the size of a credit card, but it's about 1/2 inch thick. And you plug it into your wall, and it says, quickly and easily stabilize your home's electrical current, cleans your power lines, and reduces electric temperature, and reduces harmful, dirty electricity from your home. Anyway, it's supposed to decrease your power bill by up to 90%. So I want to know if you've ever heard of it. If you have, does it work, or is it just a waste of $49?
Well, do you know all this talk about global warming, Doreen? I mean, it seems like everywhere you turn, you know, it's climate change and carbon footprints. We all have these carbon footprints. I got a really big carbon footprint. I'll just tell you that right off the bat. I do. You know,
I've seen your show. You've got like 8 computers in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, plus, you know what? Let me tell you, I had a Tesla. I just got rid of it. Okay. So, because I didn't feel safe driving a Tesla. So that was my idea to reduce my carbon footprint by using EV and electricity, which, you know, you really don't save that much money on EVs. But anyway, we digress. So if there was a $49.99 gadget that would reduce all of our electricity by 90%, I mean, wouldn't we all just go run out and buy it?
Exactly. That's kind of what I thought. And I thought, well, you know, I just never heard of anything like this. And
You know what? These little gadgets and this all hype, they comes seems to do a cyclical. It's about every 18 months. You know, they come in and then it's you know, electric save. And then it's the power save. And then it becomes the mega power save or the pro power save or whatever it is. And people buy it. They get sucked in for $50. They buy it. Nothing happens. That company goes out of business. And then, lo and behold, here comes. Guess what comes next, Doreen? The megawatt power save.
Got it. You and I
are in the wrong business.
I didn't know for sure. I wanted to check with an expert.
Well, I'm glad that you called, Doreen, because, you know, there are proven ways to reduce your electricity. You want to purchase energy efficient appliances and electronics, and you have, you know, energy efficient lighting, those LED bulbs. And then we've got space heating and cooling and smart thermostats that will also help reduce your electricity. But you know what? There's an interesting survey about smart thermostats. I don't know if you know about this, is that they really don't work unless you actually let them work, meaning that you don't run up to the smart thermostat and you go, oh, it's too cold in here. And you're like, turn that sucker up high, or it's too hot in here. You turn down all the cooling. So, you know, you want to be smart about your smart electronics and be smart like Doreen is that anytime you have a question about something digital, I'm always here to lend a hand and cut through all the hype. Hey, in case you're ever wondering, like, what you're buying, is it really worth the money? Is it a scam? What the deal is? You know, there's only one place where you should be coming, and that's here on the Kim Komando Show. And I read every single email that you send me. So head over to komando.com. And then the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. You're so smart. That's where that magic happens. Yes, that's Komando with a K, of course. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. So we're going to talk about five holiday scams that you need to know about so you don't get fooled. Which, speaking of, this morning, I got an email from my friend Anita. I'm going to post all this on the website, by the way. And it says, you know, hey, can I really ask a favor? It didn't sound like Anita. And except, you know, it said, you know, love you, which is true. But of course, it said sent on my phone. But the wording was just a little not quite Anita-ish. So I called her and said, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh, God, I think my email got hacked because everybody's getting this. So I decided to have a little fun with the scammer. So I wrote back and said, oh, Anita, how can I help you? You're my best friend. And the person wrote back this long thing about how somebody named Heidi has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and she's out of the country. And would you please go buy a $200 Amazon gift card for Heidi and send it to this address? Just get those numbers. And we'd be so grateful. And Heidi's praying for me and everything else. And so then I wrote back and I said, $200? Anita, the woman has stage 4 cancer. She needs more than that. And, you know, how about if I send her $1,000? Now, of course, I'm talking to a scammer. And the scammer writes back and says, oh, no, that's not necessary, Kim. No, not at all. Just send Heidi the $200. So anyway, I'm going to be telling you more about some clues that I found along the way that this person was actually in India. And I'll tell you how I tracked it down. But so be careful of those. But talking about other scams, number one, especially this time, you're going to get a text about your order. And so you'll get a text message that says, hey, we need you to update your preferences on this order, delivery preferences and instructions. Then you click there. And of course, somebody wants you to call them and then they're going to want a credit number. And you know what I mean? Another scam is that you get missed delivery messages. And these are all fake. It's a problem, of course, that is also happening with package theft. And so, again, you get a text message about a missed delivery. Be so cautious. Now, let's say you bought something weeks ago, but it still hasn't arrived. Well, you know what, dude? Maybe you got scammed. Okay. Maybe that's what happened. You were on Instagram or something like that and had a few more too many cocktails and you were ipsy tipsy, one too many. And then you said, whoa, this looks like a really great deal. So you gave your credit card number and you don't ever get the order. And also, as I mentioned, with the phishing scams that I just talked about with my friend Anita. So watch out for those. And now there's also a big one coming out from your bank. And so make sure, wherever you bank, that if you get anything on a text message or on email from your bank, That is a big red flag. Do not respond. Now, if you have somebody in your family who's prone to be susceptible to these type of scams, what I want you to do is to go over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. And then you're going to find a link to this particular article. And what I'd like you to do is then share this out with your family members and friends so that this way they don't get taken too. All right, still to come. Oh, my gosh, there's a really popular brand of security camera that, well, got in big trouble this past week. I'll tell you more about that. And, of course, we have more great phone calls that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, before we go on, I want to tell you about we have a contest going on. You can win an Amazon gift card. That's right, from me to you. It's not going to be talking about anybody with some lost cause or what's going on or some scammer over in India. Is that all you have to do is go to commando.com/win. Once again, that's commando.com/win. And then there's a secret phrase, okay? And the secret phrase is robotics. And so once you do that, that's where you can be eligible to enter more ways, meaning that increase your entries by subscribing to a podcast or get a newsletter. Now, I will tell you, we do not have that many people who have entered this contest. I don't know why, for some reason. I think it's because this is the one that we're asking for, a secret phrase. So if you know the secret phrase, let me tell you, your odds of winning are tremendous. So do it right now. Go to commando.com/win. Again, that secret phrase is robotics. Make sure that you spell it correctly. You should see some of the spellings on this. If you don't know how to spell robotics, just Google it, all right? Commando.com/win. Once again, that's commando.com/win. All right, back to the phones. We go with Henry in Chandler, Arizona. Hello there, Henry.
Kim, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
You know what? We need to bring that back.
To talk to you.
Yes, we need to bring back. I don't know what happened to the we're not worthy people, but we need to bring them back.
My birthday is Saturday, so this is the greatest present I could have ever gotten to talk to you before my birthday.
Oh, you're so sweet. Happy birthday, Henry.
Thank you. And I miss hearing Barry on the radio in the morning when I got up.
Oh, I know. Everybody misses Barry. You know, I tell him that all the time. He's like, oh, nobody remembers me. I'm like, oh, come on. Everybody remembers Barry Young.
Yeah, we love his music. Barry White, right?
Yes, that was it. Him too. Baby, 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 I love you. I love you. All right, we digress. Let's talk about what's on your mind. What's going on?
So I own a driving school here. And what I want to do is I want to film my students taking their test in my car. Several reasons. There's things that are happening that the testers are saying they're doing and the student is saying they're not. And if I record it on GoPro, I have to take it home and download it and look at it. I want to see it live on my tablet while I'm sitting in the office watching them take their test. How do I do that, Kim?
You're right. You're not worthy. Kidding. I'm kidding, Henry. I'm teasing. I'm giving you a hard time. I mean, after all, it's almost your birthday. Got to be especially nice to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send you one for your birthday.
What are you going to send me?
I'm going to send you this GPS that you need. It does. It has built-in 5G Wi-Fi, and this way it stores everything right to the cloud, and it does. It has night vision. It does loop recording. It does everything. And I'm going to send you one because it's your birthday.
Wow, that is so nice of you. And you said you lived in Chandler. Yeah, I think I'm in your house. I found some stuff you might want to come over and collect.
Boy, I'll tell you, real quick, my parents bought a vacation home in Chandler, Arizona in the mid-'80s, 1980. Uh-huh. Okay, and so long story short is I was supposed to go to Princeton, but I didn't want to go to Princeton. So my dad says, well, if you're not going to go to Princeton, we have this home in Arizona that we bought. And I had never been there before. Okay. Uh-huh. So I get to Phoenix and to this house in Chandler where there was like tumbleweeds going, you know.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I lived right next door to a sheriff. Okay. I remember looking at my dad going, this is hell. There's nobody here. I'm living next door to a sheriff. But it was wonderful.
You didn't live near ostriches.
No, that's true. I did not have ostriches there. The sheriff was nice, although every time his computer broke, he'd knock on my door. That's just how far my tech support days go. So I was like, oh, no. Make this man find a new tech support person for his IBM PC. Hang on the line, Henry. Got to get all your – pardon me?
We appreciate you here in Chandler.
Well, thank you, Henry. You're a very nice man. And good luck with that driving school. So for everybody else, in case you're wondering, like, oh, what did she just give him and what's going on? Well, I'm going to post a link for it over at the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, on the left-hand side, there's a link that says the Q&A forum. And once you click that, that's where you're going to find the link to this DDPAI dash cam. It's not expensive, about $160, but it's going to go off to Henry because you know why? It's his birthday. You know what Bob Ross used to say? There are no mistakes, just happy little accidents. He was a great painter. He was a lovely man, but he was a terrible, terrible driving instructor. All right, now here's the deal. We already know about the website, commando.com, and our traffic has doubled over the last year, and we thank each and every one of you for that. And our open rate on our email newsletters are over 50%, which is industry astounding, big, big numbers. And if you're not already getting to the website every single day, make sure that you subscribe to our email newsletters. We're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. Just head over to commando.com/newsletters and sign up for the newsletters that you want. Just pick and choose. We've got breaking news. We got newsletters for small business and Windows and Android and Apple. So you can really just target that information that you'd like to receive. Once again, that's commando.com/newsletters. All right. So we have different flavors and brands of security cameras. Now, there's a company called Anker. They've been around for a long, long time. And they have something called Eufy, and these are security cams. But here's the problem, is that an IT security pro, Paul Moore, posted on Twitter that he was able to get his video that was kept in the cloud, even though he didn't have a cloud account. What was that going on? Okay, it turns out that the cameras are streaming anywhere with no encryption. So that really shouldn't be happening with any security camera. And this isn't the first time that these Eufy security cams have had issues. Last year, camera owners were able to see live feeds and save video recordings of other users. So if you have a Eufy security camera, make sure that you always keep that firmware up to date. Two-factor authentication, secure it down. If you can afford it, make sure you go to Simply Safe Cam and get a more secure security cam, because Eufy is a fooey. That's right. All right, here's what your takeaway is today. I want you to tell three people about the Kim Commando Show and the podcast. Just three people. So wherever you are on social media, maybe you're spinning a sign on a corner, whatever it may be, just tell three people about us. We really appreciate it. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Commando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.